the Rams.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And pushed back a couple of metres. Derek Walters just goes from dubbing half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line.
As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.
Hello, my name is Darren, and you're listening to the Rampage League podcast. This is our fifth episode. Can you believe it? This is our fifth episode. And we've kind of done a switcheroo in the studio today. We've gone from one Simon in the studio to another Simon. It's welcome back to the studio, Simon. It's great to have you back.
It's been a long time. Welcome. I'm happy to be back. It's been so long since I've been on here. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this podcast going well.
Excellent. And on the phone, we've got Watto. How are you doing, Watto?
Hey, guys. Yeah, doing good, mate. It's good to be back again with you guys. It's not face-to-face, but we will get there very soon and get everybody in the studio together once we can coordinate our calendars.
Yes, that's the big thing.
Definitely. And, well, let's kick off this week's episode. You've got the NRL SA wrap for us, Watto.
I do, mate. It's very exciting times with the NRL SA at the moment. We've just had round 10, the final round of regular season. And so some really good results, actually, from last week. We've got It was a preview of what's coming up this weekend with the semi-finals. It was the Warriors with a win over the Swans, 24-20. It was a really close game. So hopefully we can see a nice, tight and well-fought game again this week because they'll be confronting each other again this coming week. So 24-20 to the Warriors. We'll follow by a big confidence booster for Brothers Tura coming into the finals. They had a win over Central Roosters, 44-16. So good signs for them coming into the finals. And Roosters make their way over wherever they're going to travel to for their Mad Monday. And the Friday night game didn't actually go ahead. We had the Eels, they picked up a forfeit over the Bulldogs. Bulldogs decided to end their season early and not risk any injury. And so that match wouldn't change any of the final standings anyway. So it was one of those things where they just decided to not go ahead with that game. So Eels are actually going to be nice and fresh coming into the finals. So that's good for them as they take on... They're in fourth place, so they'll be taking on first place Brothers. And yeah, so as I said, Brothers Tura on top of the ladder, 16 points. They ended with 8 wins and 2 losses for their first season, which is really, really good for them first time around. Really good to see. And so they'll face the Eels, Brothers Tura, on next week, the first week of the finals, up at Murray Bridge. And the Warriors, they're coming out of they're on a big winning streak coming into the finals, so looking really good. And they're taking on the Swans in Murray Bridge as well. Swans have got the home ground advantage, so it's going to be pretty good. Great weekend of finals coming up in the NRLSA.
Definitely. Hopefully it'll be nice weather too to watch some of them games. So hopefully if you're around and you're not doing nothing, go watch the footy. Why not, eh?
For sure. We've got some great weather in Adelaide at the moment, so hopefully that can extend to the weekend.
Definitely. Definitely.
Excellent. Anything else coming out of the NRL SA?
Good question. I wish I had something else to go. No, I don't have anything else from what we had last week. We had a good chat with Kelso last week about everything going on. Stay tuned for the details for their touch football competition coming up, coming your way later in the year. Anybody can join in on that and have a go, you know, have a run around without the pressure of being tackled. And I know as an old bloke myself, I'm not keen on being tackled anymore, but I am keen to throw the footy around. So I might even put my hand up myself and have a bit of a run around. We'll see how we go.
Oh, that'd be good. I'd love to see that, actually. Beautiful. I just want to quickly add before, I didn't even mention this to the other guys, but just want to say a quick mention out to Aiden, who was our original podcast host. He's to pull the pin. He's a very busy man with work. So I just want a big shout out to Aiden. Thanks for all your help. Thanks for what you've done for the Rampage and the Jumbuck Army. And hopefully in the future we can get back together and have a chat.
Yes, definitely. I'd just like to second that. No, it's been great to have Aiden's input into the podcast and everything he's doing for the promotion of rugby league in SA. So thank you very, very much, Aiden.
Yeah, cheers for your contribution, Aiden. I didn't get a chance to sit down with you and have a good chat. And I hope that sometime in the future we can, get in the same place at the same time and have a chat about rugby league.
Definitely have a beer with him and give him shit about the Melbourne Storm. That's what I always love to do.
Very good.
Right. And we're now going to just, one of the big stories coming out of the NRL is the possibility of Magic Round being moved from Suncorp in Queensland to maybe Perth or even Adelaide.
Yes, there's a possibility. Sorry, Simon, you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I heard that, I was very surprised, and knowing I've lived in Queensland for a while, that Queensland would hold that tight and wouldn't want to let that go. I think Perth would be great to have Magic Round 2025. I obviously would love Adelaide to have it, but I think Perth would be good for 2025, and maybe 2026 we can have it, and then maybe Melbourne 2027, then back to Queensland. I have a rotate, and so it's not always at Suncorp, because they seem to get everything Queenslanders. So like, they've got the weather, they've got the beaches, like, give us something, please.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where Magic Round has been proven to be so successful in Brisbane, and a really, really good weekend for football, for the Queensland economy, and everything that Magic Round has brought to Brisbane. I think it's more a matter of, it's just speculation and possibilities at the moment, simply because, next year is locked in for Magic Round at Brisbane, and they haven't looked any further forward or, made any more plans. I think it's just one of those things where they go, hey, Adelaide's done really well this year with State of Origin. Perth has done really well. They just had the double header over there last weekend, and got really, really good numbers once again. It's one of those things where, sharing Magic Ground around the country could really generate a lot of hype and really, really be good for the future of rugby league to spread that out and get a lot of people involved in rugby league. And Magic Ground just sounds like a great weekend of football just from start to finish. You can have your entire weekend planned out, going to all the games. I think it's a great concept and a really, really good idea. I'd love to see it in Adelaide one day.
Yeah, 100%, I agree. And like, I think about the governments, how much money they'd make from all tourism for like a weekend. It'd give me an excuse to go to Perth for a weekend with football, or go to Melbourne or wherever. It'd be great for governments if they got behind it. I think Perth are real keen. I think the SA government, they didn't really commit either way. They said, didn't really draw their cards, so...
I was going to say, I heard an interview with the Premier of South Australia, Peter Malinauskas, and he, according to me, he seemed to be playing his cards close to his chest.
I would love to have a chat to him one-on-one. Just give me 5 minutes and I'll change your mind and get him behind us. It'd be great. God.
Definitely.
Most definitely, yeah. And, Peter is a big AFL guy. Like, he plays himself. He's always been a part of AFL in this state. I think it's one of those things that we would have to have a pretty convincing argument to try and get him on board. But when you look at the bottom line and the dollar signs that it could potentially bring to the state, the tourism that it can bring in, I think you can't say no to that sort of opportunity. So, yeah, I agree. I'd love to sit down and have a chat with Peter about that sort of thing and what we could come up with to get rugby league here in South Australia more often.
Exactly. Well, I know it's AFL, but you just have to look to what the AFL's equivalent.
The Gather Round.
The Gather Round. That's how much money that brought into the state and how many people travelled from interstate for the weekend of AFL in Adelaide. And it just proves that we can pull off an awesome event.
Exactly. That was a huge, huge contribution to the tourism in South Australia. I think it's like a great idea. I'm all for as much sport as we can get, I'm not an AFL fan myself, but I do support things that bring tourism to South Australia. I love it here in South Australia. I've been here for 22 years now myself, and I have been involved in the tourism industry for a while here in South Australia as well, and I'm all for promoting anything that's going to bring more people to the state. So bring on NRL Magic Round in Adelaide.
Yeah, Peter Malaskas, he did get us back the V8 race. We had Glyph Golf here as well. So if anyone is listening and knows Peter Malaskas, get him to listen to the podcast, and he can have a chat with us. We'd love to have a chat with Peter Malaskas about Magic Round 2025 in Adelaide.
Absolutely, and about rugby league in general in Adelaide. We know they want more rugby league in Adelaide.
Yes, definitely. Like if we can get him, I'd love to have him on the show. That'd be perfect. Yeah. I don't think that'll happen anytime soon, but we can always wish. If we can get him a Ram shirt, we put it on and convert him, because I think he loves sport in general. So if he can, He was at the, I think he's pretty sure, he was at the State of Origin game, so he would have loved that. He would have seen the crowd. It's just, he's very AFL, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of AFL. Like, I can watch it, but it used to be like 10, 15 years ago when you used to be able to like punch on and, you know, have a bit of fun there. It was a good game, but now it's just, it's not as good as it used to be, I think.
For sure. Yeah, so if the Premier of South Australia's media advisor is listening, send us a message. We'd love to have the Premier on the podcast. Well, how about we take a quick break and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Rampage League podcast with Simon, Watto and Darren. And we all know it takes money to run a club. We're going to just have a quick conversation about how much it takes to run a club.
Yeah, it is one of those things that, as we know, a lot of clubs have a lot of different sources of income and, you know, ranging from the clubs that are struggling to put things together each year to, you know, the showcase clubs that have just got money to throw around. We all know who those are. We don't need to drop those names. I was reading some statistics recently that said on average, an NRL club needs around $30 million coming in each year to be sustainable. Now, that's a lot of money. You know, it's one of those things where you go, okay, cool. We'd love to have a club here in Adelaide, but where are we going to get that money from?
That's a very good question. That's what we need to find out. Definitely.
Yeah. So what I also read was of that $30 million, there is money that comes from the NRL themselves. They get TV revenue money also.
Yep.
But additional to those things, I don't know what the money is, what the dollar signs are on those things, how much the NRL themselves gives towards clubs. I'm sure we can find that out somewhere along the line. But I did read that a club will need to bring in anywhere from $12 to $16 million each year themselves through ticket sales and like on the day sales, merchandising and sponsorships. So anywhere from 12 to 16 million from those three main sources to be able to then, you know, say to the NRL, yes, we're viable along with your grants that help us make that $30 million or more come together. So it's interesting the way you can break down a club into the way the money comes in and where it's spent. So yeah, it's one of those topics that has a lot of depth to it, I think.
Definitely. I remember seeing a couple of months ago when they were talking about the expansion by 2032, and I think it was something like $400 million they were trying to get and $20 million annual funding support for each club. Do you remember that at all?
No. Where did you find that from?
So I was just on my phone. So it was in March. We talked about the previous podcast about the NRL 20-team competition shakeup, and they were going to have 20 teams by 2032. And Nick Politis said there's going to be a $400 million plan to bring 20 teams by 2032 with annual funding of $20 million a season.
Rightio. Oh, okay, so they're willing to put some extra coin down to try and make the expansion happen.
Yep.
And help those clubs join the competition. That's interesting.
Definitely, definitely. And then they've got the next TV right deals, I think it's in 2027. So that will be interesting how much money obviously is going to come out of that for the 19th and 20th team. Like, so I'm hoping by then, by 2027, they'll have 18th team.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. So it's a complication going to gain some ground over the next couple of years as we get closer to that date.
So, yes, it takes a lot to run a successful NRL club, but some clubs can do it well, some clubs don't do it so well.
Yeah, I guess the members make a big part of that club, like other money, like having members would help. I know that Parramatta have a lot of members, but it's fake members, okay? Because you can get a membership for like $2 at Parramatta, and that gets you a membership, but you're not actually contributing to the club at all. $2, you know. So I feel that's like a fake.
$2 doesn't go very far.
No, so like Brisbane, for example, they have a lot of members, and Souths, they're actually paying like hundreds of dollars a season for tickets, whatever, where you got the Parramatta membership, which is like $2, which you just gonna might get a scarf or a hat or a pin or something. It's like a fake membership. So I always look at the membership numbers and I see, oh, Parramatta's up the top there, but they're not really up the top there. That makes sense?
Yeah. Fudging the numbers there,
So maybe Adelaide Ram should have a dollar membership and we'll beat them by dollar.
There's an idea there, yeah. Because I know with, because I'm a member of the Roosters, and I know that's just increased quite a bit this year compared to previously. It's now up to 120 a year. So, and that's interstate, you know. I questioned them on it a few years ago. When the Roosters and the Storm were coming to Adelaide, those 3 years that they did, 2017, 18 and 19, they were trying to drum up membership outside of the ground. And I said, well, I'm already an interstate member. What can you offer me extra that's going to, you know, warrant that money that I'm spending, yet not being able to get to the games except for the one game that comes to Adelaide? And now that that game is not coming to Adelaide, I don't actually get to see any Roosters games any of the years. So what is it worth to me besides saying, yes, I'm a member of my club. 100%. Yes, I get my hat or my scarf and my little keychain every year. What else is it worth to me to pay that $120 a year membership, you know?
So it's funny you talk about that because I'm a Manly Sea Eagles member, and because I live in Adelaide, I can't go to the games. And I want it to be the highest tier membership, which is gold premium. So I rang them up and I said, look, I want to be the highest member. You get invited to a cocktail party at the end of the year. You get to join their tip and comp kind of thing. I said, but I can't go to any games. They're like, okay, we'll make you a special membership so you get all of the perks of the gold membership, but you just don't get a ticket. And it was like $400 cheaper. So I still was a member of my club. I still go to the cocktail party, which I didn't go to anyway. But like, I like that, how that you can change. Like, if you're out of state and you can't go to the games, but you still want to be a member, they should have better memberships for people who aren't in Sydney or in Brisbane, like, to support your team.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so still, they want it to be a national competition, and we may not have teams in each state, but I'm so sure there's fans in those states that still want to support a team. So they should be taking that into account and going just above and beyond just that little bit for their interstate fans and
for people that can't go. Like, I think a few other clubs have like some pretty good perks if you don't live close. I think Penrith have a pretty good like a away membership thing they have. Like, they'll give you a ticket to another game if you can get there. I don't know if Brisbane had a good one because I've been everywhere. Members every club almost, not really, but like five or six. But yeah, definitely think. Imagine the money you could make if you had a decent membership for people who couldn't actually go to a game. Like, still get them their scarf, their beanie. Invite them to their tipping comp. It's just easy money, really, isn't it? Like a couple of bucks for a T-shirt.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah. And, I mean, looking at, you know, what might happen here in Adelaide is, you know, we get our home games, but possibly have some sort of, you know, discount to be able to go to Melbourne games. It's just because it's the closest other team to us, you know, have some sort of incentive for us to be able to travel to go see the games and continue to support the Rams as well.
100%. It'd even be good just talking about NRL, how we got the Melbourne Storm and we haven't got any games in Adelaide, off topic completely, but I'd love to get an NRLW game here
in Adelaide. Most definitely.
I think, because I'd go to that just to see rugby league. Like, and talking about our last couple previous podcasts about having a girls team, I think if they had an NRLW game here and the girls could play beforehand, a curtain raiser, they'd just do heaps for women's rugby league, like in Adelaide.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Straight off topic, sorry about that.
No, that's all good. No, it's all relevant to you know, what we're trying to achieve here of, you know, I'd love to see an NRLW game here as well. I'd love to see a team here real soon. They're expanding rapidly. You know, they've got 10 teams this year. They're always looking at expanding, and the women's game is growing so quickly and so well at the moment and so well supported. I could certainly see a women's team here in Adelaide kicking off, you know, our national level rugby league. I think it would be easier, but just in my opinion, I think it would be easier to be able to get a women's team into a national comp than the men's at the moment. So
definitely, I agree. And I think that, yeah, it's come a long way, women's rugby league, in the past 5 years. I remember going to a game probably 5 or 6 years ago and I watched it and it was like very amateur, like no one knew what was going on. And then I watch all the games now and I'm like, they've got some skill. Like, some of it is probably better than the men's games. I think it was a Golden Point game a couple of weeks ago. Might have been the Cowboys, I think. and like it was high class game. Like it was good to watch. It's definitely getting more popular, and it's great to see.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I've been really, really involved in the women's competition and women's State of Origin this year. It's been really, really good and great to watch. As you say, high skill levels and, you know, the passion they have getting out there. You know, they're loving their football and we're loving watching it. So it's great.
And women's sport in SA has taken off so much with the Lady Strikers, AFLW and the A-League girls. It's a big market, and if we could tap into that national level, that'd be awesome. It'd be a great stepping stone.
Yeah, I definitely think it was a shame that we didn't have the girls' State of Origin when we had the guys' State of Origin. If we had a doubleheader State of Origin at Adelaide Oval, I think it would have been so good for the girls.
Well, that's what they...
Rational, yeah.
Well, that's what they did. The other rugby code in Australia, rugby union, we had the Wallabies and we had the females played first, and then we had the Wallabies, and that worked so well, so that would have been excellent.
Most definitely, yeah. And, you know, it comes back to, again, what we were talking about, you know, more sport here in South Australia, the expansion of whatever sport it might be. We love our rugby league, but, you know, the Matildas doing so well at the moment. I'm sure women's soccer is going to be one of those things that people are talking about for quite a while now. So, you know, to me, the more sport we've got, the better off we are, you know.
100%. I remember it might have been end of last year, and there was obviously no rugby league in Adelaide. And I think the Crows were away, and so were Port. So there was no sport on the weekend. And I'm like, what do I do? What's there to do in Adelaide? We need more sport. Like, I was like, should I go to basketball? Is there something? There's got to be something, because Adelaide's a big sport place. Like, it craves sport, and you can see that by the LIV Golf and the V8s and Origin. We need more sport in Adelaide.
Yes, definitely. Definitely need more sport. Right. Okay. You're listening to the Rampage League podcast with Simon, Watto and Darren. We'll be right back after this short break. And we're back. You're listening to the Rampage League podcast with Simon, Watto and Darren. And we're going to take a look at the NRL results. And
yes, we'll talk about last week's round really briefly, and then we'll talk about this week's round. So last Thursday night, we had Manly playing the Roosters. Manly didn't really show up, to be fair. The Roosters played really well. Disappointing for us Manly fans. But we have to win this week. And on the Friday night was the Warriors at the Titans. So Warriors had a massive crowd for them. All Warriors fans, obviously. And they beat the Titans 28-18. The other game on Friday night was the Panthers versus Storm, which was a bit of a shock. Even though they had a few players out the Storm, the Panthers just looked amazing. Like, they are in great form. And Nathan Cleary is got to be the best player in the world at the moment. In my opinion, Saturday was the Cowboys and the Broncos, and seeing that Adam Reynolds was out, I thought the Cowboys would show up at home, but the Broncos beat them 30-14, which is good for Broncos fans. Then we had the Dolphins versus the Knights, a real close one at the Optus Stadium, the doubleheader, so it was 30-28 to the Newcastle Knights. And then we had the second game, which was the Sharks versus the Rabbits. It was so good to see the Rabbits get beaten. Sharks 26-16, and Latrell played absolutely terrible, which I enjoyed every minute of. Parramatta then played against the Dragons on Sunday, 26-20. My favourite game of the round would have been the Raiders versus the Tigers. I was hoping that the Tigers would get over the line because they haven't had much success this year, but the Raiders beat them 22-18 with that forward pass. Okay, and then we're going to crack on with this week's rounds, and I'll get your input, Darren, on who you're going to pick. So Thursday night at Four Points Park, it's the Manly Seagulls versus Penrith Panthers. Who do you think is going to win, Darren?
I would like to say Sea Eagles, but I think I'd have to go Panthers.
Yeah, I think Panthers, they've got a couple out. So Jerome Luai is out and Mitch Kenny. But Panthers, they've got class everywhere. Manly do need to win. I might chuck a cheeky bet on them. They're paying $6.70, so they have to show up. At least put a bit more effort than they have the last round. Their defence, though, is a bit of an issue. So the early game on Friday is the Sharks versus the Titans. Who do you think is going to win, Darren?
Sharks.
Sharks, yeah, Sharks should win. Titans, a bit up and down. They can be really good, but then they can be really bad. So, yeah, I think the Sharks, they've got more to play for. If the Titans win, that would be a big, big surprise. I think Jaden Campbell is a big factor for the Titans. The late game on Friday is the Broncos versus Parramatta. Darren?
Eels, Parramatta.
Eels, it's at the Gabba, which is such a weird thing to say for the Brisbane Broncos to play there because of the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup. I think the Broncos will win, but I think Parramatta will be close. I think it'll be close
than yes.
People think because Parramatta, obviously, they need to win to stay in finals contention. Then we've got Saturday, the Rabbitohs versus the Dragons. Who's going to win that one, Darren?
Dragons.
You're thinking the Dragons. Dragons. Yeah. Oh, I'd love the Dragons to win, but I think they haven't much this year. So I think the Rabbits. That's in Cairns too, so that'll be...
Right.
It might be a factor of the weather. Be a bit humid up there. So, yeah, it could cause an upset there in Cairns. The Saturday early, the 5 o'clock game is the West Tigers versus the Warriors, and that's in New Zealand, but it's a West Tigers home game.
Right, how does that work?
I'm guessing the Tigers need some cash and they're thinking they can fill the stadium with all the Kiwis. Who do you think is going to win that one?
Being in New Zealand, I think I'd have to say Warriors.
Yeah, I think the Warriors will have that. They've been really good this year. Really
very good.
The late game on Saturday is the Roosters-Dolphins. Who do you think?
Roosters.
I would love to see the Dolphins win just because the Roosters beat Manly the week before.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Sunday game at Amy Park in Melbourne is the Melbourne Storm versus the Raiders. Who do you think?
Storm.
Storm. Yeah, I think the Storm will win it. Just for Aiden, that one. I'll go for the Storm, even though I'm from Canberra. So, Aiden, that's one for you. And the late game on Sunday is the Knights versus the Bulldogs, which could be the most boring game of the season, I think.
Knights.
Yeah, I think the Knights have been in real good form. Like they've won a few. It was five straight, and then I think they lost last week. But, yeah, I think Kalen Ponga back at fullback was a good choice for them. And obviously the Cowboys have the bye. They flog them quite easily. The Cowboys, they're pretty shit. So, there's the wrap for And then we've got the NRLW, which we can kind of have a quick look at. Who do you support in NRLW, Darren? Like, have you got a team yet? Like, there's not that many teams, obviously, but do you have a team that you're going for?
Not really. No. I like watching NRLW, but I don't really have a team.
I'm gonna have to say, like, I'm looking through them now. So I'm a Canberra boy, but I'm thinking I'm a Titans fan.
Yeah. Yep.
It's hard when you haven't got your men's team in there. So there's no Manly. So yeah, I think the Titans. So. The games on the weekend, there's a game on Saturday at Wollongong, and that's the Dragons Raiders. Can't really pick, can you? Like, we don't really know much about the girls' team, but I think
no.
The Raiders will win that. And then they've got a game in Brisbane, and that's the Cowboys and the West Tigers. The West Tigers girls are going so good, so they're showing up the boys there. So I think
the Tigers
will win that one. Broncos play the Eels again. It's a doubleheader there at Totally Workwear Stadium in Brisbane. Never heard of it.
No.
So I think the Broncos will win there against Parramatta. Parramatta haven't won a game yet. I watched them on the weekend. They haven't won a game yet. So
right.
They're at the bottom of the ladder. And then the last game, well, there's two games. So there's the Sharks and the Roosters. The Roosters should win that. They're like in the NRLW, they're like the golden team, you know, with all the players. They've got all the stars. So they should win that. And then the last game is the Knights versus the Titans in Newcastle, and that's like a first versus second. So that'd be a good game too. But yeah, the NRLW, definitely, it surprised me how good it has been this year.
Oh, the quality of play has been excellent. Of the ladies, it's been great to watch.
Yeah, it's not mad watching a couple of chicks run around and play footy. And just like the skill level, it's amazing how good they've gotten. I just hope that they get bigger crowds because I feel like the crowds are down for them.
Yes.
But I definitely think, if they came to Adelaide, I'd definitely go to a game in South Australia for the girls. But it's going up and up. So hopefully the next couple of years. They can introduce more teams, get that rivalry going. Maybe have like the NRLW game, and then you watch the NRL game, so you see both your teams. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, it would be, absolutely. Okay, question of the week. If Adelaide was to get a female team, would you go watch a South Australian female team if they were in the NRLW? And this is not just to you, but to our listeners. We'll put a question up on the podcast page. So let us know what you think. And
yeah, I definitely would support them. I'd buy a membership and I'd go to all the games to support rugby league in South Australia. And it'd be just great to have a team. So like, yeah, if we had an NRLW team in SA, I'd definitely support it. And then I'd definitely get behind it to show the NRL that Adelaide deserves another team, a men's team as well. So I think we'd go pretty bad to start with. But if we got a couple of big names from the other clubs, I definitely think we would get a bit of a following. Like,
well, if South Australia got behind the NRLW team, like they have behind the Crows and the Power Women, I'm sure they'd do really well.
Definitely be so good. I'd love to see him come out in the Adelaide Rams jersey. Oh, it'd be great. I wouldn't care where we played him. We could play him at some high school down the road here. I'd be there watching him. It'd be great.
Absolutely.
That up for the weekend review?
Yes. And we're back. You're listening to the Aramba Page League podcast with Simon Watto and Darren. Right. Well, that's been our episode of the Rampage League podcast for this week. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And did you just want to give a quick shout out about our social media and yes, the petition?
Definitely. So make sure if you can, you jump onto our Facebook page, Bring Back the Rams NRL. Also, we've got the petition. We go about it every podcast, but the petition does mean a whole lot to us. It means the world to us to get more signatures. There's our Instagram page, which is sitting at 996 followers. So we're trying to get that 1,000 mark. I keep checking every day, so 1,000 followers would be good. And just support rugby league in South Australia. If you can get out to a game locally, go see it. Otherwise, just wear your jerseys around and just talk about rugby league with your friends.
For sure. I can back that up and say, guys, get down to Murray Bridge if you're in that area this weekend. Check out the NRLSA. And next week, we've got the grand final up at Elizabeth at Air Sports Park. First time the grand final's been hosted there. Get down and show your support for the juniors as well. Make a day of it and check out all the games available to you right here in South Australia.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. And we'll be back next week for our next episode.
Bring back the Rams.
Happy days.
Go the Rams.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. Push back a couple of metres. Kieran Walters just goes from dummy half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line. As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.
Happy days.